It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Sometimes saying someone or something is nice is not a compliment.
That's what they say. Anne Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Hi, Anne.
Hello, Rena.
I never have to worry about that because no one ever says I'm nice.
Oh, I can't believe that's true.
Well, it is. But talking about why is nice not a compliment? I always thought it was. How is it not?
And I think it often is. What some people may be thinking about right now is that nice, if you say, yeah, he's nice, may not be the biggest compliment you could give compared with the other things you could be saying at that moment. I'm thinking historically, because the word nice has had a windy path to get to its current meaning. And when we first find it in the English language, which is in the 14th century, it's borrowed from French, it means something like silly or foolish, which I think surprises people because that's a long way from what it means today.
Well, I've said that's nice when I don't really mean it. I also think if I'm calling someone silly, you're so silly. I don't necessarily mean that in a bad way. Does silly also have a negative connotation?
Silly does now have a negative connotation. It used to be positive. So let me unpack the history of both of those words. If we take nice back to the 14th century, it means something like silly. From there, it goes to mean something like dissolute or extravagant in dress. From that meaning, by the 15th century, it can come to mean something like finely dressed or someone who is quite precise about how they look. From there, you get someone who is precise about their reputation. From there, you get someone who is refined in taste. And now we can start to see it getting positive connotations. From there, it comes to mean refined or cultured, after that, respectable, and around that time, also agreeable, and hence the nice meaning of nice today. Silly goes the other direction. Silly goes all the way back to Old English, and in Old English, silly meant happy or blessed.
Hmm.
Exactly. And people think, well, how did it get from there to what it means today? What happened with that word is from meaning happy or blessed, it came to mean innocent or harmless. And something that's innocent may be worthy of compassion. So you get that meaning of something we should feel compassion or sympathy for. From there, of course, something you feel sympathy for could be something that's weak. From weak, we get unsophisticated. From unsophisticated, we get ignorant. And then we get lacking sense, which is where we are with silly today.
But we can see these words change. Another good one is like, that's bad. Meaning, that's really good. What are some new ones?
Yeah, so slang really likes to play with words. And one of the most playful things you can do is to take a word that has a negative meaning and make it positive. So bad to mean good. You also see sick meaning good, wicked, gnarly. I mean, they are very slangy, but that's the playfulness of slang, is to surprise us with what it does with words.
Well, with that in mind, Anne, I wish you a wicked weekend.
Well, thank you and happy Halloween.
Same to you.